Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about selling becomes easy with branded heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into podcast. You can be one of the best sellers in a superb convincing skills, and you will always find it difficult to sell a product that's not many people have heard about. People normally like to purchase things that have a brand name attached to it, or else they are skeptics to that item. For instance, you check the item that you have in your house, and there are not a single thing that does have a brand name. You must have bought all the branded name items. However, big or small, the name of the brand must be. The same thing is an application with people when they go for buying heavy equipment. They buy name brands. As a matter of fact, there may be a single heavy equipment that gets sold without known brand name attached to it. Construction companies, irrespective of their size, will always go for the machines that at least have a good reputation. They will not buy items whose manufacturer names have been unheard on, not known to many people. Heavy equipment that is followed by the famous brands sell a lot like hotcakes. Many salesmen earn a huge commission by selling machines that are known to everyone. However, they can earn more commission if they successfully sell brands that are not famous amongst people. It is because that not famous brands want to establish their presence in the domestic market for which they are ready to shell out more percentage of commission to the salesmen and incentives who are able to sell those products. Salesmen, in turn, gets lured with a high percentage of commission, and they tried to give it a shot. After trying to sell the heavy equipment of the brands that are not so famous, it has been known that they have faced serious hurdles and at times would also have verge of losing a customer whom they have been doing business for a long time. It is not that the new brand is not good enough, but it is just the buyer does not have confidence for it. You know, it's like an off-brand, you know. It's like the different machines out there right now, you know, you see around town, there's orange machines, there's a different yellow machine that comes from Japan. Not a lot of people like to know it. I mean, there's China machines coming in, you know, that people are scared. It makes work of a salesman tougher to sell the new brands. Buyers will ask them to come up with the products that they have been buying and may not show much interest in even know what the new brand is all about. There are a few salesmen who took this challenge and started promoting the product first and then went to sell it. It is important to first market the heavy equipment well so that people can get aware of the brand and get known to the values of the company. After this, they can fix an appointment and go straight away to the demonstration. Only when the buyer checks out the demo that he or she may be convinced to buy a machine. In this entire scenario, the salesman needs to play smart, try to be co-related to the wants of the buyer with the features of the machines, and then it will sound just perfect to the ears of the buyer. Okay? And if you got any questions, give me a call at 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.